Eretz Yisrael sheyasa l'chutz l'aretz p'tur min hachala min hachumos min hamayshos. So even though they grew in Eretz Yisrael, but they were yatsu l'chutz l'aretz, so they're potter from hachala and hachumos hamayshos. Sh'ne'emar sh'ani asher ani mevi eschem shoma. Shoma atam chayav, b'chutz l'aretz p'tur. Okay? So the makam, you need a makam to be machayev. Then yatsu l'suria chayav. Apparently yatsu l'suria means it's as if it's yatsu l'chutz l'aretz. Right? Rabban Yechayev. The Chayim Peres Chutz Laaretz Shenichnus Laaretz Chayev Mechala Shenema Shama Shama Atam Chayev Bein Peres Laaretz Bein Peres Chutz Laaretz Nifu L'maisa B'yad Yisrael Lacha Shenichnus Laaretz Chayev L'maisa B'yad Avraham. So it's Mechal Fin Chalam between Maisa. Okay, so that's not the issue of Rav Chaim, right? His main point is what? The Rivet. It's interesting that Aram writes that it's that in Surya it's considered the Ram, right? So in the beginning of the Alachos, he says right. So Surya really midaraisa is chutz l'aretz, right? So Aratza Shekibesh Dovin Hainan Akron Surya, right? In the end of Alach Gimel, correct? Right? But in that Alach, I mean, I'm going off the Reb Chaim a little bit, but in that Alach, what does it say? Aratza Shekibesh Dovin Chutz Laretz Kanan, Gan Aram Narayim, Aram Tzovo, Va'achlov, Akiyot Ben Afishmel Hisalu, Va'pi Bezna Godluosa, Ain't no keretz al choldava, but local chutz laaretz al choldava. Kigam bavel matrayim. Ela yotzu meklal chutz laaretz. Dili yosun keretz Yisrael lo igiu. Menei ma yordu mimaylas eretz Yisrael. Menei shekava shosam kodem sheyichbosh kol eretz Yisrael ol anishabah shivu amnim. Vilu tafas kol eretz kanan legvul asav. Vachkach kavash rotzach eretz haykibush hakulu keretz Yisrael lo choldava. Varotzos shekibesh David. Hain Manakroim Surya. So Surya is really, I mean, from what the Rambam's saying here in Alach Gimel, is Eino Kuchutz Laaretz, but Lechlaler, Bechlaleretz, Lechlaleretz, or Lobo. All right? Then he says, in Halacha Dalet, Sur Yeish Dvarim Shehi Ben Keretz Yisrael, Yeish Dvarim Shehi Ben Kachutz Laretz. Hakona Bo Karka, Hakona Beretz Yisrael, Yin Shumas Amaisra, Sishvius. Hakol Basur Midivei Sofrim. Why? Because it's Lechla Laretz Yisrael Lo Bo. Right? But still, then this one, does it have a shame chutz loretz, Surya, or it doesn't have a shame chutz loretz? What? Yatsu Maklal Chutz Laretz.
Twilight Zone.
What?
The Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone.
It's not Chutz Laretz, it's not Eretz Yisrael. How is it not like
Chutz Laretz? So with regard to Kedushas Laretz, by Chumas and Maisers, it definitely is treated like Chutz Laretz. Only the difference of because you don't have to do service to sell. But that's on the Klal Chutz Laretz. So an interesting thing. So Paris, so now we take the Rambam and Chaf Beis, Paris there is to show she Yatsu Chutz Laretz Patur Min Achalom and Achin Min Achumus Min Amaisra Shenema Shenem Vecheshem Shama. Shama atam chayav, and b'chutz laretz paturim, then yatsu l'suria chayav midivrayim. Why shouldn't we say in Surya you chayav midaraisa? Because it really isn't yatsu l'chutz laretz. Because it doesn't have a din of chutz laretz. So apparently there's two definitions of chutz laretz. One definition of chutz laretz is with regard to kedushas haaretz. Based upon the Rambam's plain lashon over here, Surya should not be considered motzi to chutz laretz. Right? So it should be in yatsu l'surya chayav midaraisa. But he says only chayav midivrayim. Surya doesn't have a din of chutz laretz. Surya is not like chutz laretz. It's a chutz laretz shelo egia, but it's not like chutz laretz. So apparently it doesn't make any difference. Why? Because the gzeiras hakasav of shama means the place where you're chayev. So if you motzi it to the place where you're not chayev, then it's putter. So since Surya, you're not chayev in Trumas and Maisus Midaraisa, because it's a chutz laretz shelo egia. So it doesn't make any difference. Not the shame chutz laretz. It's the fact that you're not in the place where the chiyuv deraisa is, shama. Lacking in shama. Right?
Yep.
What exactly the Ram means with it when he says Yatzu Maklal Chutz Laretz is not clear. And he definitely means there's something of it. I don't know what exactly it means. But he says, Ne'ma Yadu Mimailas Eretz Yisrael. So apparently it's the Yerida from Mailas Eretz Yisrael. But somehow, because of the kibush, was Alpi Melech, Alpi Bezna Gadol, and Alpi Melech, it removes the shame Chutz Laretz. Yeah, to Kol Hador B'Chutz Laretz, or some halachas apparently, but not when it comes to Trumas and Maaseres. Now, when it comes to Shumas and Maaseres. Okay. So, at any rate, so getting back to the Rambam, so Shumas and Maaseres, as long as you take it to a place that's not Shama, so that's the Ptur. So, Chutz Laretz over here has to do with not with the Shem Chutz Laretz that the Rambam's talking about in the beginning of his halachas, but has to do with the same Chutz Laretz Mekei, the Ptur, Trumas, and Maaseres. Okay, so therefore Surya, Vat, is equivalent to Eretz Yisrael. Equivalent to Chutz Laretz. It's equivalent to the same thing as Chutz Laretz. So the Ravid really attacks the Rambam on the first part of Lachas, not on the last part, right?
Right.
So what's his problem? Hold on one second. All right, so somebody read the Ravid. Let's just somebody read the Ravid. So one of you go basugur mapri, which means that what? That if the Gemara Pri was in Eretz Yisrael, so then you're going to be Chayef.
Right.
Rabbi Akiva says you go by Kfiyas L'Maiser. So it depends where the Kfiyas L'Maiser is. Kfiyas L'Maiser is in Chutz Laretz, then you put there. But that's only Midoraisa that arrive, it says. At Machlekes. Right?
Right.
Avo Midrabbanan.
Midrabbanan Miha Acho Kish Yatsu Chutz Laretz. Kinein Rechushan Chayef Midrabbanan.
Right. Oh, Shilo Yomru. Okay. It's an amazing arrival. Baruch Chaim really found a difficult one, huh? Yeah, I mean... This is a strange writer. Okay, so let's take a plan. What's the last halacha in the Rambam? The last halacha in the Rambam is the im nikfu l'maaser b'yad Yisrael achashin. That's the reverse. That's the reverse. That's the reverse. A separate problem. do it?
I'll do it.
Go ahead. Okay, what's the question? What's the question?
He's just asking what's pshat in the Ravid, because he's trying to compare it to Parashinar. But the Rambam's case has nothing to do with that. You can't learn from Parashinar. That's a case where it's takana de rabbanan. But here the chusul arts is legamri, is pater legamri.
I understand. But how would you define the question a little better? In other words, how would you define Rav Chaim's question? What's the question on the? How would you define the question on the Ravid?
Maybe you could say that the those halachas are halacha of chiyuv midrabbanan for whatever reason. The Rambam is halacha of ptur. We're not counting both types of halachas.
Right, you're right. You're saying it, but say it better. Say it better. In other words, the Rambam's halacha is we have a makom chiyuv, it grew in a makom chiyuv, and it's yatzal a makom ptur. So the halacha is that yatzal a makom ptur, so it's pater, right? What in the world does that have to do with what is a makom chiyuv? Peres shinar has nothing to do with that problem, with yatzu min makom chiyuv or makom ptur. It's just a question of whether shinar is chayiv or shinar is not chayiv. So because shinar is chayiv, what does it have to do? What reflection does that have? They chose the land shinar because it's close to Eretz Yisrael, and they said it's chayiv. So what does that have to do with the ptur of yatzu mimakom chiyuv umakom ptur? It simply, there's no logical connection between the two. In other words, he is saying there's a ptur when it's yotze mimakom chiyuvo umakom ptura. Okay? So then we say that you go by the makom ptur, even though its origin was in the makom chiyuv. So you go by the makom that it's found in. Because of shoma, that's the exact cause of shoma. Okay, if it's not shama, you're putter. Now, what does that have to do with the fact that the chachom amchayiv and shinar, the rabbanon and trumas and maishas, has nothing to do with it? There's no relationship between those two halachas. Would you say that because it's yatzal amakom ptur, that's why the chachom can't be machayiv and shinar? What does it got to do with it? Shinar is a question of what the makom chiyuv is. It's a different question. One question is, what's the makom chiyuv, okay? That's one type of question. So I could ask that question. In the Rabbanan, makom chiyuv is shinar. In the Reis, it's not. Okay, now I have another question. There's a ptur if it's yatzan makom chiyuv or makom pturo. So then we say that you go by the makom that it finds itself in. So that is not a completely different idea. It has nothing to do with what is a makom chiyuv. I would say if it left shinar and went to a makom ptur, it would also be pata. On the surface. Why not? If it left makom, if it wasn't shinar and it went to a makom ptur, it would be pata also. What does that have to do with the, why is that a contradiction to whether shinar is a place that's chayiv? Two different questions. One question is A, what place is chayiv? B, what happens when you go from a place that's chayiv to a place that's pater? Do you go by the place where it's originated, or you go by the place where it's found? Aren't those two separate questions completely, one having nothing whatsoever to do with the other? That's Reb Chaim's question. Just not logical. Probably saying the same thing, but I'm just bringing it out, I think I'm just bringing it out clearly. Right? Yes.
What about, I'm not sure if like Chaim is taking up later, but like Shinner itself is like a steer in the Rambam almost. Because if it starts off in Shinner, then you're hiding your bun on it. But if it goes when it's a shell there, you're potter completely.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
But you can't say that through Ivan Tassaga. He's asking on the shell. Why are these pairs that go there worse than if it started off there?
Where did you say anything about the pairs going there?
He's just saying anywhere.
What was your logic, anyways?
Well, the Ram says if it's Yuchai and Rabbanan, if it starts off in Shinar, just pairs that grew there. But now the Ram also says here that if it goes to next throughout the Shinar, you're puffed completely. Why don't you at least Yuchai and Rabbanan in that case?
But the Raiva doesn't say, that. The Raiva criticizes him on his whole halacha, not just on chutz la'aretz vis-a-vis Shinar, but on the whole halacha of chutz la'aretz.
Right.
According to you, the Raiva's question is limited.
Right.
That he should have been mechalek between Yatzu l'Shinar and Yatzu l'Shinar Arazos. The Raiva's not asking that question.
I know. He knows everything should be about.
He knows everything's chayiv. Correct?
Right.
He knows everything's chayiv. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ready to go further?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
מכל מקום יש לחייבן יוצר בקרוס חוץ לארץ עצמן הקרובן אם כן, למה לא יזכר גם סוריה? אם אין תורה היא גם כן חוץ לארץ ופרוס הארץ שנסגד לו בארץ לקדוש עשה דבר תורה הלא עדיפים יהיה אלא ודאי.
So, okay, so, going too fast. Okay. Let's take one thing at a time. What's the first point? No, this is really the parish and they got a little bit What's that svara? What kind of a svara is that? That sounds like a wild svara, doesn't it? What? Correct.
But maybe saying that the Derevon is based on idea that it's those pairs are some of Eretz Yisrael. It's like a relationship between those pairs and the pairs of Eretz Yisrael. They're just mutuals. So this is even greater relationship, the fact that it started off as pairs of Eretz Yisrael.
Greater relationship.
Like you're both really in Derevon of completed pairs, clips large completely. Derevon, they're all exactly the same. There are abundant where goes around pairs chutz la'aretz that were related to pairs chutz la'aretz either because it's mikvahs, they're just close in proximity and distance. But here, they're saying that these were pairs chutz la'aretz themselves originally. So that's even a closer relationship. The abundant should definitely be closer there.
Yeah, but now they went out to chutz la'aretz.
I know, but Shinar really is chutz la'aretz also. But there are abundant where goes there because it's close to Eretz Yisrael.
But they go there if they grow there. But they're not gozer, they're not talking about if you're taking them out.
I know, but close game is if you go there, if it started off in Israel and went to chutz la'aretz, those pairs have a much closer relationship to the pairs in Israel than Shinar.
A closer relationship.
Yeah, like for people to be down one to the other or whatever the divine is.
Okay. It's not a logical argument. But what are you saying? Okay, let's go further. M. Cain. They should have mentioned that what?
Surya is also having Durbana, so it should be in the list. I mean, then it's already Gam Cain and Kutzlaritz. Ukeris Arts, Shinas Gadlu, Baratz, Victushosa, Dvaratora, Halo Adikimina.
Right, in other words, even though Surya is Chayev Midrabanan, right? Midrashah, it's putter. So, therefore, Paris Eretz Yisrael Sheyot Chutzlaretz are definitely better Paris Surya. Paris Surya Chayavas Midrabanan. So why is the Paris Surya Chayavas Midrabanan? In other words, Surya would be the same as Shinar. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But Surya is still considered Chutz Laretz, and over here you're going to tell me the Chama Machayev, so therefore they should certainly be Machayev in Paris Eretz Yisrael Sheyot Chutz Laretz. So why did he omit Surya? Right? Paris Eretz Yisrael Sheyot Chutz Laretz, Surya Sheyot Chutz Laretz, Lo Adif Mina. Same argument. Ela Vadai, what does he say?
Ela Vadai.
Okay. So what is his Havmina Maskan over here? What's the Havmina? What's Maskana? Ainlana finally says, Ainlana Bishildavim Malamasha Tikno. That would seem like the general approach you should take, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Tikhanscham, Tikhanscham. You can't go around adding to Tikhanscham. It's a fine thing what his Havmina was. Mm-hmm. But how did you have the Havmina, Aaron?
I was saying that the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan is showing you they don't care where you are right now. Even though you're deaf in Chutz Laretz, the Rabbanan doing Mechayev you doing the Rabbanan, if the Peros resemble the Peros of Eretz Yisrael, they're related to them. Because they're Samach to them, or their Jews go there, whatever it is, the Rabbanan keep considering where you are. Because you're in Chutz Laretz, now it's your Potter, but the Rabbanan Mechayev you. So if they're Mechayev because of that, some relationship to Eretz Yisrael, so these Peros have the greatest relationship to Eretz Yisrael, because they grew there, they start off there.
That should be, of course, it's part of the Rabbanan. So even closer to the relationship. Okay. Just like to define it precisely. The Havmina was that the Ravid is going to the realm of Tamatakana. That he was taking liberties with the Tamatakana. And he said, like you said, that if you're going to say that they were Choshesh because of the closeness to Eretz Yisrael, in order to protect Paris Eretz Yisrael, so certainly they would be choshesh for Paris Eretz Yisrael Sheyotzu L'chutz Laretz. Then the Ravid would be talking in the realm of Tamatakana, his own idea of Tamatakana. So it can't be the Tamatakana is because of closeness, and you might make a mistake with Paris Eretz Yisrael. So in order to protect Paris Eretz Yisrael, so you have to be chayav in Shinar because it's close to Eretz Yisrael. So kal v'chomer if it was in Eretz Yisrael and Yotzu L'chutz Laretz, right? Then the Ravid would have been working with the idea of a Tamatakana. With a Tamatakana. Okay? So that he refutes, because if that's the case, he should have mentioned Surya. Why did he omit Surya? Correct? Why did he omit Surya?
Right.
But you must say the reason is, then that's why you're forced to say that it deals with the, that he doesn't, he's not going to work with Tama Takana. But he admits that he can't go beyond the structured Takana. Definitive Takana. Can't go beyond the definitive Takana. So the definitive Takana, and he's not going into the realm of Tama Takana, he's going by the definitive Takana. So if that's the case, in the definitive Takana, there are two separate phenomena. One is Yasu L'chutz L'aretz, and one is where it grew, it grew Beret Shina. So the Kasha comes back, so what's the equation between these two things? Right?
Right.
Okay.
In terms of the actual source of the Kana, they're completely different.
Right.
One's a lot of going to Makutoya, the other's where's the Makutoya.
Right.
In terms of like the concept of why he goes there, then they're related to him.
Right.
The thing is, Rabbit left that Surya, which should have been part of that question.
We've been part of that question.
What about that question, though? So, like, is that a good question in its own right?
What?
You know, from Tama Takana, like, what kind of you saying? That's not the rabbit's question, but, like, is that a good question?
Tama Takana?
Yeah.
I guess he wants to say that sometimes a Rishon could take the liberty of going by Tama Takana. So he wants to outrule that possibility.
But, like, he wouldn't ask on the Rambam himself if the rabbit didn't. Let's say it's not the rabbi's question, but why? Like, we could ask that question around, but what about Tama Takana? Shouldn't it make sense once we go?
No, because you can't, because you see, that question you can't ask, because the Chacham on the Sakin, they fixed Tzurusa Takana. That's certainly right. I mean, Tama Takana is already getting into dangerous areas. How do you work that out? But the general method is precise definitions.
Even if you saw the writer saying that, then you'd have to explain it.
That's right.
Well, you're just showing that the writer's not saying that.
Not saying that.
Forget about it.
Because then you'd have a problem why the Ram didn't mention Surya.
Right.
Why didn't the Raivad mention Surya, not the Rama?
Right,
the Raivad. I'm sorry. Why didn't the Raivad mention Surya? Raivad should have mentioned Surya. Why doesn't he mention Surya to Ravid? Because Surya is no problem, because Surya is Chayav Rabban.
the same problem Shana and all the other ones also.
So now why is it good why the Raiva doesn't mention Surya?
He's not really saying it's good yet. He's just saying that whatever the Raiva's question is, it's only coming from those lands, not from Surya. So you're gonna have to explain the Raiva's question in a way that he wouldn't have asked it from Surya.
Right. But the question is gonna in other words, it's only those lands. Only those lands, and it's not what. But he doesn't have any question from Surya for some reason.
Right,
which he goes on to explain. Right.
Right, but that's like you can't figure out what the Raiva's question is. But the one clue you know is that whatever the question doesn't come from Surya.
Right. If it was the other formulations, so then Surya would have been included in the Raiva.
Right.
The fact that it didn't include it shows you. That it's only these lands he's asking from. And for some reason, he's not asking from Surya. Okay, so now the Narab Chaim goes on. Go ahead.
In Yira, in the MS, call of Keras Shinar and Keras Surya. The Eker Yisrael Takanasan, the Yuvan, the Trumos, Umashos. To the Surya, the Eker Hatakana, Shetane, the Chwal, Eretz Yisrael. Mikol Makov Yihu Chayavin Betumos and Maestros. The Zenu Ekras are Kondom, Kamas Elu, Shagam Kutalaris, Yishayu Perasel, Betumos and Maestros, and Midabar.
Okay, so why does Reb Chaim bring this point in?
Because that was the clue that he picked up for the question of the Raiva.
Yeah, go ahead.
We just know that the Raiva's question, from Surya he wouldn't have a question, and from the Shinar he does have a question.
From Surya, he has no question.
What?
From Surya, he has no question.
From Surya, he has a question, and Shinar does have a question. So, if we try to find those two things, we can see why you can ask a question from one, not the other. He was insight into the Raiva's question.
Right. So, why didn't he ask from Surya? Because no kasha from Surya. Because Surya really is an extension of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So there, you can't ask a question. You can't say that the peros eretz shoshiyosu lechutz laaretz are chayev because of Surya, because Surya is an extension of Eretz Yisrael. But if the chacham machayev in Shino, which is not Eretz Yisrael, then apparently the Raiva has a different question. Correct.
Still don't know exactly.
Right. But we know that he's following that line of reasoning. We know that he had to find, his question is only from a place that's really chutz l'aretz. And that's why he's going to say that if it's yatsa l'chut, yatsa chutz l'aretz Yisrael, it can't be a p'tur. Right?
Right.
But he can't ask from Surya because Surya really is midin eretz Yisrael. Not considered Yetzel Chutz L'Eretz Yisrael. It's Mechayev Yidin Eretz Yisrael. But from that Mechayev, He couldn't ask for some reason. Right? For some reason he couldn't ask from there. Okay. Now he's going to explain it. Go ahead.
Asher, how can Zebu Yisod HaMasot, the Arabis, Yerolei, Tahath Ketura, Diyatu Lepuswaras, Ulamakom HaPetur, Lo Shayach, Ela Heika Shaperos, Kliyuvan, Mishum Peros Haaras, Ozvu Demoel, Ma Denibru Lepuswaras, Ulamakom HaPetur, La Kia Mechavasan.
Okay. So now he's saying when the Ravid says like they shouldn't be worse than Perishinar, well, he doesn't mean Perishinar that they're chayiv because they grew in Shinar. He means Perishinar that Yatsu Chutzum Kamoso. Right? In other words, that since the Machayev of Shinar is a Machayev of Chutz Loretz, so you can't have a phenomenon of Peros Shinar, Sheyatsu Shinar. Because we're going to say they went to Chutz Loretz, but there's no, but the Makam is not, the Makam is not Eretz Yisrael, there's no Kedush Eretz Yisrael. So there's no concept of Yatsu Chutz from Kama. Right? So therefore, Yatsu Chutz from Shinar is going to be Chayev. Right?
Why is there a
makom
of Shinar Mitzrayim? Why aren't those their own
makomos? They may be their own makomos, but you can't have a concept of Yatsu L'chutz L'aretz. And the Xeris HaKosov is on Chutz L'aretz.
Couldn't you have, like, Yatsu Chutz L'makom Chayivam?
Yeah, but that, he doesn't have that. He doesn't have that. I mean, you could say what you want, but he's saying that the only thing we know, what we know is Yatsu Chutz L'aretz Yisrael. That's the only thing we know. We don't have a concept of that. So he doesn't want to posit a concept that we don't have. Okay? But Arehein La'acha Yitziyah Kekodim Yitziyah. Because there's no concept of, in Chutz Loretz, there's no concept of Yatsu Chutz Loretz. Okay? Because there's no Kedusha there. You're going to have to say that they made Shinar into a separate Kedusha. And now, whatever you're going to say is going to be like you're adding things in that aren't there. That's not a good methodology. A good methodology is to keep it clean the way it is. And what do we have? You have Eretz Kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, and you have Chutz L'aretz. Syria is an extension of Eretz Yisrael, so you have a concept of Chutz L'aretz. This is Syria. But you don't have a concept of Chutz L'aretz if they just say this place is Chayiv. The concept of Chutz L'aretz is not possible because there's no Kedusha there.
Rabbi?
Yes.
What does he mean when he says, "Kivan the Be'etzem Achiyav, Ein Hamakom Gorim Chiyav Akla"?
Okay, that's a good question.
Because it is, I mean, it's only there, it's not in all of Chutz L'aretz, it's only in Shinar.
Yeah. What he means is like this. What he means is that since there's no Makom Shinar defined, because you can only define Makomos in two ways, either by Kedusha Saaretz or Chutz L'aretz. That's the way you define Makomos. Okay, now Shinar is Chutz L'aretz. So how could you be Machayev Peros Shinar in Trumas HaMaisos? It doesn't have the substance of a Machayev, because it doesn't have the substance of Kedusha Saaretz. So the answer is you must say it's a Gzera that the identity of these peros are chayav and nothing more. So the Eretz Shinar just functions to identify the peros. Zegzera, peros Shinar chayavos. Nothing to do with the Kedusha, because there is no Kedusha, because it's absolutely Chutz L'aretz. But the Chachamim said, because it's Samoch Teretz Yisrael, so they said these peros are chayav too. So it's machayav and the peros that are identified with Shinar. Shinar serves only as a function to identify. But it's not the makom that's gorim. That's what he means. You see? Ain't a makam garam chiyuva klal. Because you can't make shinub as a makam bigarm because it has no kedusha eretz Yisrael. You're not going to say, Chum created kedusha shinar. That's wild. So therefore, you must say that the Chacham simply said that the function of shinar is simply to identify the peros. Peros shel shinar. So it's not the makam, but it's the identity of the peros shel shinar that are going to be chayavos. That's what he means. That's the only way they could take it formulated. They wanted to protect Eretz Yisrael, but they formulated it through the fact that shinar serves to identify the Torah. That's what the Rambam says. So therefore, there won't be any concept of leaving shinar, because the makom has nothing to do with it. That's why it says Arein Lachi Yitzhak Yekodim Yitzhak. It's a different concept. There's no concept of Yitzhak because there's no makom related to it. So Reb Chaim is going to is defining it in the nth degree. He's explaining that he's undermining the concept of Yitzhak vis-a-vis Peres Shinah. You can't have Yitzhak. The phenomenon of Yitzhak is impossible. That's what he wants to say. Not simply that because it's not Eretz Yisrael, so that's why you can't have Peres Yitzhak. But he's saying the concept of Yitzhak itself is impossible with Shinah. You follow? That's why it says Vareihin Lacha Sheyotzu Lacha Yitzhak Kodim Yitzhak. Because there's nothing, there's no concept, there's no makom.
By shinar, it's not the like the hal shinar, peros shinar that's mechayev them in trumas and maestros, like by Eretz Yisrael and Surya, where the shin makom and the peros is what's mechayev in trumas and maestros.
Right.
The chum were mechayev the peros themselves based upon where they're found, but it's not the give the shin of peros shinar and that's mechayev.
That's right. It's not the identity of the peros. I mean, it's the identity of the peros, and it's not the makom. Not the makom, it's simply the identity. They identified these peros, and the identity of the peros is they are machayevim. Peros shel shinar ayavos.
If they left shinar and they were finished in a different land, the chutz laretz, right?
Yeah.
So wouldn't that change the identity of the peros?
That change the identity of the peros?
Yeah, like if I go bust a gemar theory.
Yeah, well, those are all different shadows, but that's nothing to do with his point.
Maybe the Rabbanim wouldn't apply
that's a different question. Do you go about Sugma Peri or whatever? That's different questions. But he's simply defining what the definition of Peri Shinah means.
No, I'm saying, like, how do you identify Peri Shinah? You can have a concept of Yatsu simply because you're not no longer identified
as Peri Shinah. Yeah, you identify the Peri Shinah by the fact that they were grown for an Shinah.
By the fact that they're
grown there. That's the identity. The fact they were grown there. Okay, I mean, he wants to show there's no concept of Yitzhak. Not just that it's not Eretz Yisrael. It's not involved in the Xeris or Kosov of Yotzu Chutz Loretz. He wants to show more. And of course it's not involved in Yotzu Chutz Loretz because it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. He wants to show the concept of Yitzhak is devoid of the concept of Yitzhak altogether, conceptually. Because since the Makom is not Goreim, so it's just identified as Peros Shinah. So it's just an identity in the Peros. Shinah is nothing more than an identity in the Peros. It's not a halach in the Makom that's the Peros of the Peros. So since that's the case, so there's no din of Yitzhak per se. That's Reb Chaim's point. Conceptual point. Okay, go ahead.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Can you just clarify what's the difference between the way in which Shinar is a Machayev versus the way Eretz Yisrael is a Machayev?
Eretz Yisrael is Machayev because of the Makom. It's not because it's identified as Peres Eretz Yisrael. It's because it grew in that Makom. So it's Kedushas Haaretz. It was Gidulo Min Haaretz. So Gidulo Min Haaretz is Machayev. In Shinar, it's not because it's Gedulah Min Haaretz in Shinar, it's because it's called, it's identified as Peros Shel Shinar.
Okay.
But there's no quality in Eretz Shinar that's Machayev.
So if it's the Gidul Min Aretz and there's a quality of the land, then you could have an idea of Yisya Min Aretz.
That's right. If it has quality in the land, Gidul Min Aretz, then you could have Yisya Min Aretz. But if it doesn't have Gidul Min Aretz, so then there's no Yisya. It's just, what kind of Yisya? The category of Yisya can't relate to it. Because it has nothing to do with the Makom. That's his conceptual point. He wants to bring out that point very clearly. It's not just a matter that you say in Shinar, the Xeris HaKosev of Yotzeh Chutz La'aretz, because there's no Kedusha Zaharetz. It's more than that. There's no concept of possible. That's his point.
David?
Yes.
Maybe if there's no makom of Shinar, so he's not bothered though that the gazero could grab onto like fruits which are identified as fruits of Shinar.
No, there's a locality of Shinar, but the peros relationship to Shinar in terms of Isser is simply because they grew in that locality, but not because they grew, not because they, the locality identifies them. Since they grow in the locality, so you identify the peros. That's a function of the locality, but it's not the function of the fact that they were nurtured by the land of Shinar. It's two different concepts. One is a makom concept, then you could say Yitzhiya Chusul Makom, but the other is simply an identity concept. That's what he's defining. That's his conceptual differentiation.
Yitzhiya demands that you have a real makom.
Yeah, that's Yitzhiya.
Without a real makom,
you
can't be
seer. That's right, because you're saying it was nisgadol here, from this land, and now you're being yotzei from this land. But if it's just identified as perishina, so one, it's always going to be identified as perishina. Even when you take it out, it's always identified as perishina. What does it make where you take it? You're taking it doesn't do anything. They're the same way. That's what he says. They're the same way before you see as after you see. Before Yitzhiya, they define this parashinah, and after Yitzhiya, they define this parashinah. Yitzhiya doesn't accomplish anything. Yitzhiya is only where they're nurtured from the land itself. So then we say, if you take them out of the land that they're nurtured and bring them to another land, then it's Yitzhiya mimakomo. That's his concept. Okay. That's a sharp idea. Conceptual idea. Asher al Cain.
Asher al Cain, Zelu, Shehinsi, Karaya. The famous Eretz Israel, Sheyotu, Lukutuaras. Maybe it is the rule under the Sakasu, the Shoma.
What does he mean over here? He's taking a big move. Surface, no comparison, right?
Right. Well, why is there a big... It seems like the Derbanan, of course, applies to Perish Eretz Yisrael.
What?
Just like the same Derbanan applied to Shinar, of course, it applies to Perish Eretz Yisrael that are...
You don't need it. You don't need it to apply to Perish Eretz Yisrael, because Perish Eretz Yisrael are chayav because they grew in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, but once they leave...
What do you mean once they leave? So there, they grew in Eretz Yisrael, so they're subject... So they're subject to Yitzhiya.
Yeah, I understand.
Therefore,
they're not
going to have
the rice anymore.
So they're not going to have the rice, and then there's no drabbanon on them.
But
the chiv is not a rice. Yeah, but the chiv is drabbanon
on mechayv of peros. There are some effects. Well, of course, applies to them at the very least.
What do you mean?
If the chiv on the pairs of Shinar had nothing to do with the makom, just their machai, because their pairs are son of Eretz Yisrael. So of course the pairs of Eretz Yisrael would have come under the Rabbanan, were not in fact their chayv d'oraisa. And now that the Pater Reis, at least the Chayav Rabbanon.
Well, why is the Rabbanon have to be Mechayav Peres Eretz Yisrael? If it's Chayav, it's in the Rabbanon, never Mechayav, we have it, the Reis.
You're right, but it's like included. So it's like, of course it would have been, it's included in that Rabbanon. Because it's more Samach than Shinai. No, I'm saying like, it's many pairs that are close to Eretz Yisrael, Chayav. Because those pairs. So this is, of course it's close to Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael itself.
In other words, Samach Laretz Yisrael, a chayav because of identity. Identity is enough to be Mechayev. In other words, in Midrabanan, identity is enough to be Mechayev if it's Somach L'Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael itself, there must be, by that definition, there must be a Mechayev of identity. Because if it's Somach L'Eretz Yisrael, gives it a quality of being Mechayev because of identity, so then you must include Eretz Yisrael as having a Machayev Midrabanan of identity on top of the Deraisa. Because otherwise the definition would not be uniform. You're saying anything that's Samach Eretz Yisrael has a Machayev because of identity. So that's the structure of the Takanas Chachamim. So therefore, even though Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham wouldn't need to place a Machayev on it, because it's Chayev because of the fact that it grew in Eretz Yisrael. So there would be no reason for a Takana. And the Chacham don't put the Rabbanans on the Rices. But over here, the Rabbanan is saying that the fact that it's Samoch gives it an additional Machayev Midrabbanan of identity, like we mentioned before. So therefore, Peres Eretz Yisrael will also have that Machayev of identity, because they're certainly Samoch. So once they're identified with Eretz Yisrael, so definitely going to be Aser. If Shinar, that would be the Kavachoma, if Shinar is Chayev, the only thing Gargi say that Shinar, they were Machayev, but Eretz Yisrael were Machayev. But that's what the Ravid says, that if Shinar is Machayev, they're not worse than Shinar, because the shame Shinar is Machayev because of identity, so the shame Eretz Yisrael should certainly be Machayev because of identity. The concept of Mechayev because of identity is the very Takanas Chachomim that it's Samoch L'Eretz Yisrael. Wherever it's Samoch L'Eretz Yisrael, it's you don't need a Mechayev. Even if you don't have the Mechayev, I mean, you don't need a Mechayev of Nisgadlu Baretz, of Makom. But the Mechayev of identity, Yoser. So if that's the case, so Eretz Yisrael, which is certainly Samoch, because that is the place itself, certainly has to have a Machayev because of identity. It can't be worse than Shinar. And the Shem Eretz Yisrael can't be worse than Shinar, so the Shem Eretz Yisrael must be Machayev because of the identity of the Peros. And since the identity of the Peros, once you Machayev because of the identity, it makes there's no Din Yitziyah, because the concept of Yitziyah is not possible. So therefore, Peres Eretz Yisrael, Shiyotsu v'chutzlarts, have to be Chayyav and Midrabban. That's basically his construction of the Ravid's argument.
Ravid?
That's pretty ingenious, huh?
It's a good argument.
What?
It's a good argument from Ravid.
It's pretty unbelievable. Pretty unbelievable.
Ravid?
Yes.
I mean, is the identity of the pair of Shinar relates them to Eretz Yisrael? The identity of pair of Shinar is Mechayim, because that identity relates to Eretz Yisrael.
No, the reason why they were Gozer and Shinar is because it's Samach L'Eretz Yisrael. But the identity of Shinar is a separate Mechayim min Rabban.
So then why is the identity... Why should they make a separate Mechayev that identity of Eretz Yisrael?
Because it can't be worse than Shinar. If you're going to say that the concept of identity being Mechayev, So Eretz Yisrael can't be worse than Shinar.
No, but there's no takana.
No, but it's not possible that it shouldn't be. Because then you're going to be then you're going to have to say that the identity of Paris, Eretz Yisrael are worse. That can't be.
It's not worse. It's just there's no takana because it's better.
No. You can't. In other words, you can't have if you're creating a machayev, and you're saying the machayev is the identity of this land is the machayev because it's Samach L'Eretz Yisrael. So the same phenomenon of identity applies to Paris, Eretz Yisrael. Just because they low green Paris is on Paris, the Paris on the Kamos Asmuchim. In other words, the moment you're setting up that takana, that a land that Samach L'Eretz Yisrael has a machayev of identity, you ipso facto by logic have to say that Eretz Yisrael is going to have that machayev too, because it would be illogical to say otherwise.
It would be one takana already, or
would that be one takana? One
takana.
Okay. Same takana.
So, what's the one takana? What's the definition of one takana?
The one takana is anything that Samach L'Eretz Yisrael has a machayev of identity. And that has to include Eretz Yisrael.
Right. You can't say Eretz Yisrael is not Samach L'Eretz Yisrael because it is. That's a bad argument.
Because Samach L'Eretz is going to include Eretz Yisrael, because it's certainly Samach.
Right.
It includes it, so you're going to have to exclude it.
Of course it includes it. You can't say it's worse than Samach.
You can't exclude it, because it's worse than Shinar.
It's not Samach. It's ridiculous. Samach is closer.
Impossible. It's intrinsically included, and it's not possible to exclude it. And exclude it, you're going to say it's worse than Shinar. Now you can't do that. Therefore, once it has that property, that the machayev is because of the description that it's identified as Paris Shinar, so now Paris Eretz Yisrael has the same kind of a machayev. And once it has the same kind of machayev, there's no concept of yotze chutz. There's no concept of yitzia anymore. See the way that, I mean, you can see a little bit, I mean, it's conjecture, but Rav Chaim's thinking. How did he deal with the problem? It looks like magic the way he just put it. But the way he dealt with the problem was, on the surface, Shinar has nothing to do with the problem of going out, of going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. Then he said, no, it must be what the right asking is. Shinar is the be going out of Shinar. Not Shinar that Shinar's chayev, but Shinar going out is going to be still chayev. That was the clue. And once now the question is, why is Shinar going out chayev? The answer is because there's no going out. Why is there no going out? Because it's the identity of the Peros. And why is it the identity of the Peros? Because it's Samach. So that takana must include Eretz Yisrael. Once it includes Eretz Yisrael, the only way to remove it is to say the Chomo Mafki Eretz Yisrael. That's impossible. You can't make Eretz Yisrael worse than Shinar. So therefore, the Deraisa has battled with a Drabanan that's inclusive. An inclusive Drabanan. That's the way it works.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
So the way you're explaining now, if you have Peros Shinar, which was Nimrach, not in Shinar, but Nimrach anywhere else, would still be Chayev, Medul Rabbanan.
That's right. That's right, because there's no such thing as another place vis-a-vis Shinar.
Right, so what was the unified Gezerah? So I don't see the unified Gezerah. Because it's not every land that's Samach, right? The Chachamim picked certain lands that were Samach.
Yeah, certain level of Samach.
Well, it's not just anything that borders Eretz Yisrael. They said Shinar, Mitzrayim, they didn't just say anything.
They defined certain parameters.
So they defined certain Mekomos, but then by definition, then they also have to define Eretz Yisrael? I mean, they left out, let's say, I mean, I'm sure there's certain lands that they left out.
Yeah, once you're going to include certain qualities of some, of whatever they may be, you're going to include Eretz Yisrael.
No, but they have to do it particularly.
Eretz Yisrael not be that
some. How could the Eretz Yisrael
be? What's your question, David?
I'm saying, how did they pick certain lands and left certain lands out that border Eretz Yisrael? They didn't do every single thing that borders Eretz Yisrael. It's only certain places.
Only what?
It's only certain places.
Okay, that's, I mean, the method of selection.
Right, so they selected only certain lands, and lands that are some, that you would say are some of, were not necessarily picked.
Not necessarily?
Picked. Chosen to be Chayav Midei Rabbanan.
There may be other lands that were some of that they didn't pick?
There are.
Okay, so therefore?
So I'm saying, so it wasn't just unified gezeira that all lands that are some of are chayiv. They said Eretz Shinar is chayiv. They said Eretz Mitzrayim is chayiv.
Right, but the reason why they said it is because it's some of.
Right, that's the tam.
That's the tam. Because
but in order to be chayiv, they had to make a separate thing on each land, though.
That's correct.
So then, intrinsically, that also has to include Eretz Yisrael, just by definition, because it can't be worse than those lands?
Because it's some of Eretz Yisrael.
I know, but let's say you have a land that's closer than Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim isn't so close to Eretz Yisrael. So let's say you have a land that's closer. So you don't say, well, then that has to be included too because it's closer?
No, because there they have a right to say they exclude it for some reason.
Right, but it doesn't make sense to say that about Eretz Yisrael itself.
That's correct.
So, but the identity is the identity of the lands which are some of Eretz Yisrael.
The identity, right.
It's not just the identity of Shinar, the identity of Mitzrayim. The nature of the identity is the sum of Eretz Yisrael.
That's the quality that's Mechayev.
Right.
That's the quality that's Mechayev. Beautiful concept, huh? You really resurrected the Rebbe. Really ingenious. Really ingenious. I mean, you can learn from this. A really ingenious move. Unbelievable. All right, so you want to try to finish your Blue Meta tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. Take a look at what he says next.
Okay.
What he said was that there's a different concept of Peros Shinar. Not Shaykh Yitzia from Parashinah, because Parashinah is merely an identity. And since that concept applies to areas that are smuchin l'Eretz Yisrael, so the concept has to apply to Eretz Yisrael as well, ipso facto, by definition. So therefore, Paras Eretz Yisrael will not be subject to Yitzia as well. And that's why, of course, the Rav didn't ask from Surya. Because Surya does not show that concept. Surya is really Keres Yisrael, Medrabanan. So it's the land, it's the makom that's Goran. So the fact that Yechayev and Surya would simply show the makom is Goran, and therefore Yitzia from Surya is going to be good. And it'll be mutter. So Yitzia from Eretz Yisrael will also be mutter. So that's why the Rebbe doesn't mention Surya. Okay, that's the Reb Chaim. Correct? Okay, so let's see. So somebody read. V'nei B'das Rama. So this is a problem to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is so convinced about the Svara that the Svara is basically immutable. So the Rambam is in a difficult position, I mean, because how is he going to interpret Shinar? You can't interpret Shinar as Chutz Loretz. So Shinar can't be interpreted as the Makom being Garam. So once you have that Takon of Shinar, so ipso facto, you're going to have the Takon of his Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam is very difficult. Go ahead.
Okay,
Now Rambam Shover Gamkin Kibasarabba. Yeshiv the Kiyuv the Eretz Israel, Atma Mokam Shilmi the Braham, the Kiyuv of the Kuslaretz, Shre Mimi Utre Shamehina. The Teva of Kuslaretz, Kari also Bolot Gathakak Makash. Mazalo Shaitz was the Teva Eretz Israel, Shri of the Paris Bidimla. The Fein Shumas Kuslaretz, Kari Mutter Lutam Osa.
What is he saying here? A very novel Rapayim, huh? He's saying, basically, that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid. But that there's two Mechayvim. And Yatzu L'Surya is really the Mechayiv of the Makom being Gorim, Eretz Yisrael being Gorim, and that has its own set of halachas. And that's why he's saying that, that's why he says Yatzu L'Surya is Chayovim. That's the Midvrayim. Midvrayim. But he's not talking about the other Mechayiv, which is the Mechayiv of Shinar, of Chutz Laretz. And that exists in Eretz Yisrael as well, but it's not as chomer, it has a different set of halachas, so he's not talking about that. He means to say only that what? That he's only referring to the machayev of where the makom is gorim. And that machayev, he says, exists in Surya. Yesul Sikh, I have me the Ramish in Paris Eretz Yisrael. Hashem came Yesul Chutzlar, it's Niftur within Paris Eretz Lagamri. Avalena Hanami in Paris Chutzlar, it's Chayav Midrash, because there's no Yitzi on that chain. So Eretz Yisrael has two shamos. As a shame of Paris Eretz Yisrael by identification, like by Shinar, as a Paris Eretz Yisrael where the Makom is Gorim, where it's subject to Yitzia. So if you go to Surya, so there's no Yitzia. So then you're you're in the framework of the halachos of Eretz Yisrael, which are machomer. If you go to Shahamakamos, so then to Chutz Loretz, then Eina Chanami, Yechayev Midin Chutz Loretz, and there's no Yitziah, but the set of halachos are different, they're not astringent. Different set of halachos. Okay, go ahead a little further. What is he saying here?
I don't know, wasn't that his first point that he based this far on?
Right.
What's that?
That was like what he started off the paragraph with, and then because of that point he said this for the Rambam. And now he's bringing it back as a raya, you know? Like it's
circular, right?
Yeah, that's his raya is what is the question.
Yeah, explain it a little better. I mean, he's saying
the whole premise of this diak is that when you go from Eretz Israel to Shinar, you're still going to be chayav midrabanan. That's only true according to the Svara.
It's only true according to the Svara. Now he's bringing Azariah.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I think I thought the same problem in the Rambam. It's circular reasoning. Because he's assuming his premises are correct. I think what he means is, you know, take a look at him.
Wait, can you explain more what you mean by circular reasoning here?
Because what is he saying? He's saying that the raya from the Rambam is that he wasn't maskil yatzu l'shin or shomakon sukam kefayav midavram. But that's really the point. I mean, how do we know that?
That's because of his original diak he made, and therefore he...
That was his previous thing, that the Rambam holds that they are chayav.
Right. What do you mean? The Rambam holds they're chayav midavram.
Yeah, in other words, the Rambam holds they're chayav midavram because he holds like the Ravid, right?
Right.
But he can't prove that. That's what he's trying to prove. So he can't prove it.
Trying to prove.
By assuming that he holds that line.
Right.
That's the very thing he's trying to prove.
That's the very thing he's trying to prove.
Okay.
In other words, he's trying to prove that the Rambam holds from both. So he says the raya that he holds from both is because he was only maskir Surya. But he wasn't maskir the other case. Why is it chayav midavram? Because of the... Because Paris Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is because there's a difference. But that's assuming that he holds that way.
Maybe he really holds that if you go to other places, you'd be Potter.
Potter.
Right.
Wait, isn't the question about Mekomos Ptum Legamle, not Shinar?
What's that?
Isn't the only question with the guy about the Mekomos Shepati Legamle?
Mekomos Shepturim Legamle. Focus. Oh, you mean to say, yeah, but what kind of a sword is that? That if you're going to say, no, actually it's not true. The Radvaz says openly, according to the Rambam, if you yatsu lishin, you're going to be put because it's chutz l'aretz. What's your point, Yaakov? What's your point?
No, I'm just saying that it's based on, I still don't have a full sagah, but it's just factually that the way the Chaim's learning is that from the Ravid, so he's adding the chiddush, that if you go to Mekomos Ptum Legamle, either from Eretz Yisrael, like, even from Eretz Yisrael, to be chayiv, and he's learning that from Shinar to Shayim Mekomos. But Rav Chaim is saying that if that were true, that the Rambam argues on that and holds that you go to Chutz La'aretz, to Yiparta, so then he should hold that if you go to Shinar, it's a chiyuv de Rabbanan because it won't be worse than Peros Shinar itself.
What's the right? What's the right? Take it slowly. What's the right? What is the claim for your right to that? What?
I mean, if Chaim's bringing a right, the Rambam's not talking when he's talking Chiyuv de Rabbanan, he's not talking about in terms of the system of Peros Chutz La'aretz.
He's not talking about that. But what is the old Peros Chutz La'aretz? Chayav or Patur?
So apparently he holds that it's Chayav because he never says he's a Patur of Shama.
What's that? So he must say he holds that what? He wants to bring a raya that he holds that it's Chayav. Wants to bring a raya that he holds that it's Chayav. Like the raya holds Chayav.
Right.
What's the raya that he holds that it's Chayav?
Because if he held it was Patur, so then he should mention, like, that because of this halakha he held as part of the system of Shama, he should mention the Dilabanan of Shiyatsu Lashina.
That what?
That Peros Eretz Yisrael Shiyatsu Lashina are Chayav and Dilabanan.
He holds it as Patur?
If he holds that it's Patur, you go to Chutz La'aretz, it's completely Patur. You go to Shayim Mekomos. Because of the din of Shama, So then he would have to mention in the halakha of Shama the chiyuv de rabbanan of Shina.
I don't get it. What are you saying? What is he trying to prove that the Rambam holds what? What is he trying to prove the Rambam holds?
He's trying to prove that the Rambam holds Peres Eretz Yisrael.
Well, let's say he's talking about Lohish Gambiatsu Lashina, so let's speak about Shina.
But that's the assumption. He's trying to prove that he's going to Shayim Mekomos.
What do you say? Shayim Mekomos Asmuchim?
Not Asmuchim.
He says, "Hello, Hiski, the Gam biyatsu l'shinah l'shal makamas asmuchim Gam can't chayav midavram."
Right, that's what he should mention. Meaning, if he holds that makamos which are not samach are pater midin shama.
A what?
Are pater completely because of shama.
Midin shama.
So therefore, he should mention though that makamos asmuchim are chayav.
What does that prove? That he holds what?
The proof is that if he held the halakha of Shana, was talking about the shame of Peiros Chutzlaretz.
Well, what do you mean Peiros Chutzlaretz? You're talking about where it was in Eretz Yisrael.
But from the Rav, he has this distinction. There's Peiros Chutzlaretz and Peiros Eretz Yisrael.
What? What? I don't get it.
But he has a distinction. He has only a distinction. The difference between Peiros Chutzlaretz and Peiros Eretz Yisrael.
Chutzlaretz meaning the identity shvar, right?
The identity shvar.
Okay. And now what does he want to prove in the Rambam?
And he wants to prove that the Rambam in this halacha is not picking up all of the halachos of the identity of Truma of Midrabanan and Chutzlaretz.
Was it the Rambam holds like the Ravid, or he doesn't hold like the Ravid?
So that the Rambam would practically hold like the Ravid.
He wants to prove that he holds like the Ravid.
Correct.
But he's not assuming that he holds like that.
That's what he's trying to prove.
Right, so he's assuming that the Rambam holds that the identity svara is no good.
Correct. And therefore, Peiros Shina, Shiyatsu L'Chutzlaretz, Ein Hachinami would be Pater.
Would be
Pater.
Pater, okay.
But of course, if you hold by that, that if it goes to Makom HaPtur, it's Pater.
Yes.
Like, completely. So then if it goes from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar, it should be Chayah, because it's going to Makom HaChayah Midi Rabbanan. It's not going to Makom HaPatah.
That's right, so that proves that he holds that what?
So it proves that it holds, that it proves that even though he holds it, Eretz Yisrael, Shiyatsu L'Shinar, Al-Chayah, he's not talking about that field, meaning that the Rabbanan of Shinar is not the subject matter of the halakha.
Slow. So what does he hold? Eretz Yisrael, Shiyatsu L'Shinar is what?
It's Chayah.
It's Chayah.
Because
why is it chayav?
Because yatsu l'makom achiyav. It's a chiyav to rabbanan now.
So he does hold that way?
That's for sure.
But does the ravid hold that way?
The ravid also holds that way. But that's not what the ravid is made. That's not the ravid is talking about.
The ravid holds that way because the ravid holds is not. There's no yitzia.
But the ravid is saying that that's not the subject matter of the Sada. Because even if you held it was a Yitzhiya from Shinar, you would still say that from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar is Chayim Midi Rabbanan.
From Eretz Yisrael to anywhere is going to be Chayim Midi Rabbanan.
Even if you don't hold like the Ravid Svara, though.
If you don't hold like the Ravid Svara, then?
Like, you would still say that Eretz Yisrael to Shinar is Chayim Midi Rabbanan.
And if you do hold like the Ravid Svara?
Then even Eretz Yisrael to Shinar will come up with Svara.
Right. So what's his proof?
That since if Eretz Yisrael, Shina is definitely Chayim Midi Rabbanan, no one argues on that.
Okay.
And the Rambam doesn't mention it.
Right.
So apparently that type of Chayim Midi Rabbanan, which is the Chayim Midi Rabbanan of Shina, is not what the Rambam is talking about in the Halacha.
When he says Surya, when he says Surya is high, he must be referring to something different than that. Or else would have included Shina in that Shina answer high.
So what is the proof? Proves Ramos what? What is trying to prove? The Ramos what?
That the chiyuv, when the Ram says Surya's high in the brain, is referring to the other shem chiyuv.
What's trying to prove the Ramos holds?
He's trying to prove, what the Ram was talking about is halacha.
Now forget about what he's talking about is halacha. What is he trying to prove the Ram holds?
That Peros Eretz Yisrael, or Peros in general, which go to Chutzlaretz, which are part of the Gamle, Makomos Patur in the Gamle, so those are going to be Chayiv Midi Rabbanan.
Right,
because if they weren't...
Because if they weren't...
So then?
So then then it's part of the Halacha of Shama.
Then it's not like the Ravid.
Then it's not like the Ravid. But
right.
Then it's part of the Halacha of Shama.
Right.
And it would belong in this Halacha.
Right.
And therefore Shama is talking about even Chiyuvim, which are not Chiyuvim in the Makom, being Gaga, but even in the...
Okay. Yes. So what does that prove the Ram holds?
So therefore, that's impossible, because if that were the case, the Rambam would have to mention that Peiros Eretz Yisrael, Shiyatsu L'Shinah, is not...
So if the Rambam held which Svara?
If the Rambam owed you on the Ravid...
Yes, and he held what?
And he held that if it's Yatsu L'Makom HaPtur, it's Pata.
Yatsu L'Makom... Okay. Go ahead. I think you got it. Go ahead.
So then he would have to mention Shina. That's what Shina is Chayim Midi Rabbanan.
Right. So therefore, it proves that he holds what?
That that he holds that even Yetzel Machmor Ptur is Saris.
Yeah, you're right. You got it. Okay, good, good, very good, very good. You got it. But in other words, a little bit clearer. In other words, what Rav Chaim is trying to prove is that the Rambam does not maintain that the Makom is Gorim in Shinar. That's what he's trying to prove. In other words, the Rav Chaim is showing that the Ravid Svar in Shinar is not that the Makom is Gorim, but that it's simply the identity and Yitzi is not Shayach. Correct? But if you deny the Ravid Svara, then you're going to have to say that Shinar, the Makom is Gorim. Right? And if the Makom is Gorim in Shinar, so when you went from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar, so you'd be Chayev, because it'd be Yotzei L'Makom Achiyuv. Correct?
Right.
So he should have mentioned that. But now that you say that he holds like the Ravid, which is that there's no din makom in Shinar. So now the reason why he doesn't mention it is simple, like you said before, because he's not mentioning that other halacha. Correct? That what he's saying?
Right, he would still hold
that you're chayav. In other words, all Reb Chaim is trying to prove here, I think Yaakov's on the right track. In other words, Reb Chaim is trying to, it's confusing a little bit, because it sounds like he's trying to prove something else. Based upon his, it sounds like circular reasoning, like he's trying to prove that he didn't mention Yotzu L'Shinar L'Shar Makamas Asmuchim, so it shows you that he holds from the second halacha that it's chayev. In other words, it sounds like, let's forget what it sounds like. What he's trying to prove is simple. In other words, the Ravid Svara is that in Shinar the Makom is in Gorim, and there's no din Yitzia there. Now, the other option that you have is to say, not like the Ravid, that Shinar the Makom is Gorim. Okay, that's the other option. Okay, so the Rambam has to hold either one of the two. Either Shinar the Makom is Gorim, or else he has to hold like the Ravid, that in Shinar there's no din Makom. Okay, in which case, if Shinar there's no din Makom, then it's irrefutable to say, then the Ravid's argument is irrefutable. Then from Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have the same thing, that there's no Yitzia in the din of Peros Chutz Laretz. The concept of Peros Chutz Laretz, which would apply to Eretz Yisrael as well, and there's no way out of that argument. Okay? So you have to question how the Rambam learns Shinar. How he learns Shinar. Does he learn Shinar like the Ravid? If he learns Shinar like the Ravid, then Peres Eretz Yisrael, Sheyotzu L'Chutz Laretz, are going to be Chayavin Midivrayim, but a different Midivrayim, which is less stringent halachas. Okay? If he holds the other possibility, which is the only other possibility, that Shinar the Makom is Gorim, so then he's going to hold that if it's Yotzu L'Shar Makomos that are not Smuchin, he's going to hold his Potter against the Ravid. Correct?
Right.
So, which way can we prove which way he holds? So, Reb Chaim says you can prove which way he holds. Why? Because if he held that Shinar the Makom is Gorim and Chutz Laretz is what? Is really Potter, and there's no secondary din like the Ravid of Midrabanan. So then he should have said not only Yotzu L'Surya, but even Yotzu L'Shinar. Because since Shinar the Makom is Gorim, so it's not a Makom Aptur.
But it's still Chutz Laretz.
Yeah, you see, that's the only point. That's the only point. See, apparently he's learning that there's no concept of Chutz Laretz if you say that it's a Makom Chiyuv. See, that's the way he's learning.
So what's the difference between Surya and Shinar, then? They're exactly the same?
Oh, Surya is an extension of Eretz Yisrael. Shinar isn't. But in Shinar, the Makom still Gorim. But he holds that if you're going to say in Shinar, the Makom is Gorim, so then you're going to have to say if it's Yotzel Shinar, it's going to be Chayev. That's what he holds.
I don't see why that is, though. Why is it still Kutzlach?
So he says, "Elavadai de bechiyuv de peres chutz laretz lo shach klal achdina de yotzul makom aptur." Bechol achdina mark bechiyuv shmos meister bo mer b'dinei tzov. I can't lo shach achmedin shi'iske Rambam But let's go through it again. Now, when he says came, what does he mean?
That the Rambam agrees with the
Rive at Sora of identity.
Right.
Okay, why? Right. Now, why should it be Chayav Midivrayim over there? In those other places? That's why it sounds like a circular reasoning.
Right.
That's what he maintains.
Right.
Right. But I think that what he's saying is that if you hold that the makom is gorim in Shinar, that then you'd be chayev. Even though it's chutzlar, it should still be chayev because it wasn't yatzul l'makom aptur.
You'd be chayev in Paris, Eretz Yisrael?
What? In other words, if Paris Eretz Yisrael yatzul l'shinar and Shinar the makom is mechayev,
right.
So then he's going to hold that that wasn't yatzul l'makom aptur.
No, so I'm saying according to that, I have all the chumrim of Paris Eretz Yisrael.
What?
And I have all the chumrim of Paris Eretz Yisrael.
Yes, and I have all the chumrim of Paris Eretz Yisrael.
Even though it left Eretz Yisrael and it's in Shinar.
Why do you say Shama to Chayam Mechus Lorat Ptur?
What?
Why do you say Shama? Shama to Chayam Mechus Lorat Ptur.
Right.
In
other words, the fact that it's chutzlaritz doesn't matter to him, because what's the difference about shame chutzlaritz? But with regard to the din derabbanan, the makom is garim, and the concept of shama should apply.
Shama doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael. Shama means the
makom chiyuv. That's right, exactly. Shama wherever the makom chiyuv is. So it has to be called Tigrabon and Kain Deraisa. So it would have to be that Shoma applies by Shinner as well. So then it wouldn't be Yatzul Makom Aptur. Let's go a little further. Let's see if it's in Elevadai. Slowly. What then is not Shaykh? See, Yatzul Makom Aptur. That the whole din of, see, in other words, if you're going to say that Shinar is Chayev because of Makom,
right, so
Lach of Yatzul should apply. Then Lach of Yatzul Makom Aptur should apply. And then that place is considered a Makom Chiyuv. And therefore, if you bring a Smeret Zol to that place, you're going to be Chayev. Right? Okay, good. So that's what he says up to this point. Have a cholach dina who? One second, so what does it mean?
The halacha of Yitzhia is only the gabe the halacha of Eretz
Yisrael.
That whole din is only with regard to the din, which is the Raisa, which is Makom, which is Midin Eretz Yisrael, either Eretz Yisrael or Surya.
Right.
Al-Kain. Chiyuv Midin Eretz Yisrael. So that's why that Din Midivrayim is only possible either from Eretz Yisrael or from Surya. V'lo ba'anach to Chiyuv Midin Chutz Laretz. But the ones that are chiyuv midin chutz laretz, the whole din is in shayach, so that's why the Rambam didn't mention it. Of course, that's a separate din that he's not talking about, where there's no yitziyah. So then you can justify why the Rambam did not include it, because that's a completely different phenomenon, that there's no din yitziyah. And he's talking about din yitziyah. And that only has to do with Surya, because by Surya you're saying the basic underlying halacha of yitziyah. And you're saying, there is no Yitzhiya. So that's why you have that Drabbanan in Surya. But he's not talking about the other Drabbanan, in which there is no concept of Yitzhiya. But that's all good if he holds like the Rivet. But if he does not like the Ravid and he's going to hold that Shinar is not a new concept of identity, which is devoid of the whole concept of Yetziah, but it's really Allah that the Makom is Goreim, so then the Rambam should have mentioned Yatzu L'Shinar is also Chayavim, because Shinar is going to be modeled after Eretz Yisrael, that the Makom is Goreim, and therefore Yatzu L'Makom Aptur is going to be Pater from Shinar, and therefore Shinar remains a Makom Chiyuv. If Shinar remains a Makom Chiyuv, so if one went from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar, even though it's Chutz Laretz, he holds, you'd still be Chayav. Because it's still in the Rabbanon, it's Chayav because of the Makom. So how could you say, how could you possibly say it's Pater? I mean, the shame Chutz Laretz is not going to help you. So that was Ellie's question, but I think this is his reasoning. That's what I think he's saying at this point. I think Yaakov, I think pretty much you're saying the same thing. Am I right?
I think so.
Okay.
Does it work out? It does, so long as you have that reasoning. That
Otherwise, it's simply circular reasoning.
There's the premise that he doesn't hold. You couldn't say that it would be a din of Eretz Yisrael.
The Shema is Allah and Eretz Yisrael, not Allah and Makom Chiyuv, but Allah and Eretz Yisrael. And it would be Yatzel of Chutz Laretz, it would always be the Torah. Then there are Denachim is no Raya, if that's the case.
If what?
If the Allah of Shema was only in Eretz Yisrael, you Chayav, but once you Yatzel of Chutz Laretz, you do Pater, so then there are Denachim is no Raya anymore. Because then that's why you can go to Surya Yechayim Devarim, because there's a Din of Eretz Yisrael in Devarim. But even though Shinar is a Makom Devarim that's going, but if Eretz Yisrael go there, it's the Halakha of Shem would still apply, because it's Yatsu Me'er Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. And his whole Raya is predicated on the fact that he's understanding Shema is leaving a Makom of Chiyuv to Makom Tor, as opposed to leaving Eretz Yisrael to Makom Tor.
But even if you say Eretz Yisrael to Makom Tor, you still have the same proof.
Leaving Eretz Yisrael to
no, because then I say, Shinar is really Chutz Laretz, of course, Rabbanon, even though the Makom is going, but it's the Makom of Chutz Laretz that's going.
But then you wouldn't have a din of Shema by Shinar. You see that Shinar
is. No, you would have a din of.
You see, Shema is. Is Shema a din of Makom Chi and Makom Tor, or Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz? If it's Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, so then from Shinar to Chutz Laretz, it could be Chayav.
It would still be Chayav.
You
got a
Chayav as well, so
you have
a Shema.
Right. And
if you
do this Chayav, then
you
can
have that
Halakha.
Because
then
if you go to Shema to Chazar, it's
still
Chayav.
Okay,
I'll
say that.
So then you got
the
Shema
is
still
Chayav,
and not the
Gravian. That was a good thing. But still, the point is when it goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you'd be Chayav.
The wrong way to learn the Reb Chaim is when he says, "Velo hiskir degam biyatzu l'shinah l'shama kama smuchim gam kachav medivrayim," that he's operating on his assumption that he holds like the Ravid.
Right.
He's trying to say that he's not masker there because it's a different halacha. But that's only if he holds that way. So then it's circular.
Right.
But the right way to learn what he's saying is that "velo hiskir gam biyatzu l'shinah l'shama kama smuchim gam kachav medivrayim" means that if he didn't hold like the Ravid, and he held Shinar, the Makom is Gorim, so then he'd have to be Chayav Shinar. So he should have mentioned Shinar too. So therefore you must say that in Peres Chutz Laretz, it's not Shaykh the whole din of Yatzur, the Makom Aptur, like the Ravid holds. And Shinar is Chayav not because of the Makom, but Shinar is Chayav because of the identity. And the only time you have that chiyuv, you have the p'tur, this din of yatzu is only where it's bomi din Eretz Yisrael. But if it's bomi din Chutz Laretz, it's only identity and there's no yitziyah. That's why this midivrayim that the Rama mentions is only shaykh in Surya, and he's referring to that specific set of halachos which obtained to the case of yatzu me'Eretz Yisrael. That's why he wrote it here. So you have a clear cut. What he's saying in the bottom line is, what he's saying is, that you have a clear cut right from the Rambam, that the Rambam held like the Ravid Svara, that Shinar is not because of the Makom, but Shinar is because of the identity. Because if it was because of the Makom, it has to include it, and you'd have to say the Yechayev if you took it to Shinar too, because it's not a Makom Ptur. That's a powerful raya. That's a powerful raya. That's what it is, simple. How do you interpret Shinar? There's only two ways to interpret. Either like the rivet identity, in which case the Rambam's going to have to hold that the Paris Eretz Yisrael, Shiyatsu Chutz Laaretz, on the level Midr Rabbanan are going to be chayiv, or else he learns that Shinar is a makom, and it's a makom chiyuvo, and therefore you can't bring any raya. So Yatsu Me'eretz Yisrael v'Chutz Laaretz is pturim, but you can't bring any. But you can't bring any raya from Shinar that Paris Eretz Yisrael should be chayiv if the Yatsu L'chutz Laaretz. There's absolutely no raya. One thing has nothing to do with the other, like his original question. Okay? Is it clear?
Yeah, Rabbi, just one problem, though. Like one.
Go ahead.
Is like, even if I held that Shinar was against the raya, the Ram holds against the raya that Shinar the Makom is going with the Rabbana.
Okay.
Okay, couldn't the Ram still hold that since it still hasn't been a Chutz Laaretz, that if the Paris Eretz Yisrael go to Shinar, they're going to be Potter?
I think the Radvaz holds that way, but the Reb Chaim apparently holds it's not logical, because once you're going to say that Shinar is the Makom is Gorim, so then has to be called Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa, so then Shama is going to apply. If Shama applies. So if it's Yatsu Lishinar, it wasn't Yatsu L'Makom Aptur. In other words, the main thing isn't Chutz Laaretz, the main thing is Makom Aptur.
It's not the Shem Chutz Laaretz, it's the Shem Makom Aptur.
That's what he holds. That's what you must say he holds. He holds clearly that way.
Right.
So it has to be measured in terms of the frame of reference of the halacha, of the halacha of Yatsu. That's clearly what he holds.
Right.
Ooh, he's tricky over there. He's tricky.
Yeah.
You want to go on further?
Yeah. I love the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz Sham, the Gur, the Hedya. The Radvaz Rambam, Kairos Eretz Israel, Shiyatu Lukut Laaretz, Gri'i Mikairos Shinar, Turn Lugamri.
According to the Ram, Paris Yisrael Shiyatsu L'chutz Laaretz is green with Paris Shinar. Turn on the Gamri. Against the Ravid. Turn on the Gamri. So it means, so the Tzorach Loma L'fizeh, the Gam Paris Shinar, Shiyatsu L'mkama Sapturim, Gam Kain Hufkum, which is the Maisros. While Kain, I'm the Paris Eretz Yisrael, the Kavasayu. So where did he leave us here?
What was
Ravaz's
hold, that Shinar is a
Makom? Well, Ravaz's going to have to hold that Shinar is a Makom, because he holds that according to the Rambam, Paris Eretz Yisrael L'chutz Laaretz agree me Paris Shinar. And they're Pturim L'gamri. So therefore he can't open the Svara that there's no Yitzia on Paris Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanon. So he has to hold that Shinar the Makom is Gorim. So if Shinar the Makom is Gorim, so if it's Yatsu from Shinar L'Sharm HaKamos, it's also Hufkum Mitzvah.
So why, if it goes into Shinar, are you
Kosher
Shinar
That I think he disagrees with the Radvaz. I think he has to disagree with the Radvaz on that. If it's Yatsu Eretz Yisrael, that's the one thing over here. He's going to have to disagree with the Radvaz on that point. That if it's Yatsu Eretz Yisrael Shinar, I think the Radvaz says it's Pater.
He's going to say you're Pater?
I think Radvaz says it's Pater because it's Chutz Laaretz.
That doesn't make any sense now.
What?
Because then you're saying the Lach of Shama is from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. So why do we leave Shinar to Chutz Laaretz as a Pater?
Why from Shinar to Chutz Laaretz as a Pater?
Yeah.
Because Shinar is a new Makom Chiyuv.
So when it goes from Eitzurat to Shinar, you're saying that's considered, then you're Potter.
When it goes from Eitzurat to Shinar, according to Radvaz?
Yeah, according to Radvaz.
It goes to Chutzlaritz.
Does it go by Chutzlaritz or by Makom Ptuah?
Exactly. It's like he's taking both Svaras. Either the Lachas from Eitzurat.
Am I right? Does Radvaz say that?
I think so. He says it on the Suriyah.
Somebody quoted me to Rav. Somebody told me to Rav Asher. I didn't see myself inside.
Yeah, he says, "In Tomer Shinu Mitzvah Amunu Moav Gam Kin Chayavim." You can't pay Rosh Yetsu Echad Miyamakomos Halulu Yiyu Chayavim Nigidleim. So Lo Kashu the Suya Hayeroi Shetiyam Echlal Eretz Yisrael Elam Yekam Shkatzav Rabbeinu Yesh Bat Tzad Kedusha. Avol Shinu Mitzvah Im Ein Mehem Tzad Kedusha Velo Chayuvim.
So what does it say?
So he basically says that
would be Potter. And what about Peres Shinah Shiyasu L'chutz La'aretz?
That's what Klein is saying. For Rabbi, you must say you would hold your Potter.
Would you say the Makom's Garam?
That's like, I would say you must say for Rabbi that you're Chayiv in that case. Yeah. Like you'd have to say after Rabbi that you're Chayiv.
Rav Az also Yechayev?
You must say that for Rav Az. Or else why when you go from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar, you Potter? Because the Lachos Sham is only going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Then of course, if you go from Shinar to Chutz La'aretz, you start off in Chutz La'aretz, you end up in Chutz La'aretz. You're going to be whatchamacallit.
Yeah, but Chaim says the opposite.
I know, I'm right. Chaim saying you have to say the opposite. But you have to say the other way for Rav Az.
Yeah,
it's not,
it's
saying, Chaim saying that according to Rav Az, that Parashit Shina Sheyatsu L'Mekamos of Turim is also of Kamishmas Maishas.
I know.
And Rav Az doesn't seem to hold that way.
Well, the Rav Az holds when Eretz Yisrael to Shinar is Potter.
Potter, because it's Din of Chutz La'aretz.
The Din of Chutz La'aretz, right. And then the Lach of Shom apparently is going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz.
Right. So from Shinar, which is Chutz La'aretz, to another Chutz La'aretz.
That shouldn't be. Why should that be up to
him? That's right, but you see, he doesn't know the way. That's what I'm saying. Chaim definitely doesn't know the way. He seems to hold clearly that it's not totally in the shame Chutz La'aretz, but it's totally in the question of whether it's Potter or whether it's Chayav.
So why, when you go from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar, are you Potter?
According to the Rambam? According to Reb Chaim?
No, according to the way the Radvaz learns the Rambam.
I don't know if the Reb Chaim learns that way.
Because then how's he forced the Radvaz into saying that from Shinar to Chutz La'aretz is Potter? He's forcing Radvaz to say that.
Because I think what he's saying is that if you're going to say, all Reb Chaim is saying is that if you're going to say that Shinar is not like his Svara and the Raivin, that you're going to have to treat it like Eretz Yisrael with Shammah. So if you go from Eretz Yisrael there, you're going to be Chayiv, and if you go from there outside, you're going to be Potter. That's what I think he holds.
Okay, but
that's Oraya.
I know, but the Radvaz definitely holds when you go from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar, you're Potter.
Yes, that's right. The Radvaz doesn't know like him. I don't think he's holding like the Radvaz in that. He's just calling the Radvaz on one thing, that he only holds like the Radvaz with regard to the Rambam. And the Rambam holds that Yotzim Eretz Yisrael Shor Makomos, not Smuchin, that he's going to be Chayev. He's going to be Potter. Potter Lagamri.
Okay, but then why is it? What's the last line of Chaim? We're saying that, therefore, you have to say, according to Radvaz, if you go from Shinar to Chutz La'aretz, you're going to be Potter.
But Tzarech Lama, if you're going to say that idea that the Rambam maintains, that from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz to Shor Makomos, Potter, and there's no Drabanon, so it's going to come out, you're going to have to interpret Shinar as being a din that the Makom is Goreim, so you're going to have to say, Eretz Shinar, Shiyasul Makomos Abtomar, also is going to Makom is Goreim in Shinar.
Yeah, but see, that's true.
In other words, he's saying his whole piece over here, this whole piece, the end of the piece over here from this Raya is one statement, that it's not the shame Chutz La'aretz, but it's the shame Makom Ptur. And there's only two possibilities in Shinar. Either the possibility that the Makom is Gorim, or else the possibility that there's an identity and Yatsu doesn't apply.
Right.
So he's saying that if you say Yatsu doesn't apply, so then you hold like the Raya. Then you have to hold the Rambam that Yotzu Hashem Makomos that are not Smuchim is Chayiv, because Yotzu doesn't apply on that. But if you're going to give up that Svara, then you're going to have to say that Shinar, the Makom is Gorim, and Yatsu does apply. If Yatsu does apply, so then from Shinar to Shara Makomos that are not Smuchim, you're going to be Pater. I think that's what he's positing.
Right, but just there's like two issues. One is, what is Shinar? Is it Alacha the Makom being Gorim, or is it identity of Peros? That's like one thing I'm kind of going back and forth trying to say Rabbaz disagrees with him.
Right.
Right?
Right.
There's another issue of what's the halacha of Shama? Is Shama halacha of going from a makam chiyah to makam tor, or is it going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? So,
right, that's what I'm saying. His assumption is, his whole point is that there's no such thing like that.
What's he assuming for the Radvaz, though? What's he assuming for the Radvaz? What is the Radvaz?
He's trying to interpret the Radvaz.
I know, but now he's making the Radvaz source for himself in that question.
What he's saying is, if you're going to hold like the Radvaz, so then you're going to have to say this idea.
If you hold like the Radvaz practically, not the Sara. Like, you practically hold like him in that Teros, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, Al-Pater.
Al-Pater, you're going to have to, of necessity, maintain that Shinar, the Machayev, is Makom.
But the Chaim is still talking only within his own Sara, he's not talking within the Radvaz Sara.
That's right.
So basically, the Ravaz associates himself on that.
The Ravaz holds same chutzpah. Rav Chaim doesn't hold that way. Rav Chaim is making a point that he can't hold that way.
The same chutzlars is the p'tor, according to Ravaz.
That's what he holds, but Rav Chaim rejects that idea. He says you're going to have to say the other way. He's saying if you hold like the Ravaz, practically, you're going to have to say like I'm saying. That parashina, she also comes to term, is also of commission of Samashos. Now, why does he say that? It could be he's saying that because, I mean, it's not clear what he's doing here. I mean, at first sight, it looks like he leaves the Rambam hanging. But it could be what he's doing is that he's showing that his teretz is really right and that the Radvaz's teretz is not good. He's just showing you the possibilities. So therefore, he's endorsing his teretz.
Right, you mean according to the Ravaz, if you go from Eretz to Shinar, you're Pater. So you have to hold if you go from Shinar to Chutz La'aretz, you're Pater also.
That's right.
Maybe the Ravaz doesn't hold that. I mean, that's because of a separate machlokes between the Chaim and the Ravaz of what's the Alach of Shama.
That's correct.
I mean, so he's not giving in to Ravaz on that svar. He's definitely holding that it's not the lacha of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, it's definitely lacha of Makom Chiyah to Makom Tor.
That's right.
He's just saying that if the other question of what the Rambam holds, vis-a-vis the machlokes of the Ravaz, he's saying that you could hold like the Ravaz, and then you'd have to be forced to say from Shinar to Chutz La'aretz as Pater.
That's what he seems to be saying. But he doesn't give any svar for that.
For the other, I mean, that side.
That's right.
That the Makom is Gorim?
The Makom is Gorim. I mean, I'm just questioning whether he holds. Is he saying that the Ram is going to be in trouble that way, and therefore he's trying to support his pshat, or is he saying that there's another part that he agrees with the pirush of the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz that the Mashmoyas of Rambam is that from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz that are not smuchim is pater. And therefore, you're going to have to say that from Shinar to Shama Kalmos is Pater, and therefore, you're going to have to say from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar is Chayiv, and you're going to be left with his Kasha.
Right, why'd the Ram leave it out when he says Surya, when he says Shinar?
Right. See, I'm not sure. It's not clear, like, which way he's Nota. He's just bringing this in to show that then you're going to have his problem, and therefore, it's a Raya to his Pshat. Against the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz? Or is he saying that he agrees with the Mashmoyas Halashon of Rambam and the Rambam remains with a problem? He's leaving the Rambam with a problem. And he's just leaving it as a problem. Or maybe he's saying both. He doesn't want to know it either way. That he has, on the one hand, he has a riot that the Rambam holds like the Ravid, and it's an exasiation of Dakdek proves it. But on the other hand, the Lashon of Rambam's mashma the other way, So therefore, you'd have to say that he interprets Shinar not as an identity, but as a makom being garum, and that's why there's no kasha from Peres Shinar.
Then you're left with the question of when he goes to marry himself to Shinar, why is it pater? Why isn't it chayim of the brain?
Well, why the Ram didn't mention it?
Right. Why the Ram didn't mention it? When he said serious chayim of the brain, he should have said also Shinar.
Should have said also Shinar. But does he hold, in other words, that it's viable for the Rambam to maintain that Shinar the Makom is Goran? Viable for the Rambam to maintain that? That Shinar the Makom is Goran. Even though it's not, it's different than Surya, because Surya has been in Eretz Yisrael. But Shinar is a new Takanas Chachamim, but the Takanas Chachamim is Kain Deraisa, and those places are simply Numa Chayvan Midrabanan. In which case, you have no kasha on the Ravitz kasha is no kasha on the Rama. So either way, the Ravitz kasha is no kasha on the Rama. If he either he holds that Shinar the Makom is Goreim, in which case you have no raya from Shinar, or if he holds that Shinar is identity, so then he agrees with the Ravitz. Maybe that's what he's saying, that either way there's no kasha on the Rambam. But he's not sure, apparently. I mean, this just, it seems the way he's not, he doesn't seem to be one way or the other. He's leaving it open. That on the one hand, you have a strong raya that the Rambam holds like the Ravid. On the other hand, the mashma is a lashon, is mashma that the Rambam holds that shiyasu luchos l'aretz apturim, the gamri, even midrabban. In which case, you're going to have to interpret Shinar as the Makom being Goram. In which case, you're going to have to say from Shinar to Chutzl Shinar is going to be Pater.
And why don't you go to Mershal to Shinar, are you Pater? You should be Chayev.
What?
And when from Mershal to Shinar, you should be Chayev.
And from Mershal to Shinar, you'll be Chayev. And the only question is why the Ram didn't mention that. Yeah. That's the way he seems to learn also, yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Maybe you could say that really the Rambam, really his deep in Rambam is right, that from Ereshel to Shinar you'd be Pater, right? But
Shinar.
And Ereshel to Shinar really you would be Pater, and that's why the Rambam didn't mention it. Only Surya you'd be Chayev.
Hold on one second.
Yes,
guys, sorry, go ahead.
So maybe the Ram definitely, the Ram holds that really from Ereshel to Shinar you would be Pater.
From Ereshel to Shinar you would be Pater.
Right, and only from Ereshel to Surya are you Chayim the Brehen.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, and the Ram holds that really Shinar is the new Makom, is the new Makom Chiyah where the Makom Shinar is going, Midir Abana.
And Ereshel to Shinar is what?
He's Pater.
And Shinar is a Makom Garam, okay.
Okay, and the reason is like this, is like, is that there's the difference between, like, the Surya is really one makom with Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Durabanis.
You're trying to answer
the Radvaz.
You're trying to answer the Radvaz, it's not the Reb Chaim.
Well, the Reb Chaim, the way Reb Chaim is learning the Radvaz is a legitimate possibility. He's not really asking, he's saying there's another way to learn the Rambam. They argue with the Raya. They really Shinar is
one second, but according to the Radvaz, the Reb Chaim had no Raya that the Raya of Rambam was the Raya. Do you understand that?
I'm saying the Rambam does not hold the Raya.
You're saying
the Rambam really argues with the Raya, and if it goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz,
you're not saying like Reb Chaim. You're saying you want to say a different shot.
No, like the way I want to say this, how the Reb Chaim is learning the Radvaz.
Is there a Chaim? How do you know a Chaim? All right, go ahead. Let me hear what you have to say.
Okay. So the halacha of Surya, they gave halacha, is really like a halacha of Eretz Yisrael. But Shinar, they didn't say it's Eretz Yisrael. It's just the makam of Shinar is this independent goyim in the Rabbanon. The makam is goyim, right?
The makam is goyim, okay.
Okay, and the halacha of Yatsu, l'makam tor, the concept is that when a makam is goyim, so Shama, only when the fruits remain in the place where it was, where the, that makam is goyim, is it chayim. But once it breaks its relationship to that makam, which was goyim, it's going to be pater.
Okay,
so therefore, when it goes from Eretz Yisrael to Surya, that's really one makam, so you're still chayav nidar rabbanan.
Right.
So if it goes from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar, it's true that Shinar is a separate, is an independent makam goyim nidar rabbanan. Fruits that grow there would have been chayav nidar rabbanan because the makam is goyim. But these fruits, their goyim was Eretz Yisrael. And once it leaves Eretz Yisrael, I don't care if it went into another makam that is independently a machayav, but it's still potter because of the makam of Eretz Yisrael.
You left a specific makam that was machayev.
Correct. So if it goes from Eretz Yisrael to Shinar, you'd be pater. And if it goes from Shinar to Chutz La'aretz, you'd also be pater. And the only time you'd be chayev in the Rabbanan is if it went from Eretz Yisrael to Surya, because then the Rabbanan isn't that Surya's independent makam going, but Surya is Eretz Yisrael in the Rabbanan.
Then you have no raya that the Rambam holds like the Raya.
Well, he argues with the Raya, because he really holds that...
No, but Rav Chaim's raya wouldn't be any raya.
Rav Chaim's raya is no raya. Yeah, Rav Chaim's raya is no raya.
So Rav Chaim doesn't lie that way.
No, but the Ravaz, he's learning that Ravaz is a possibility.
That's what I'm telling you. So you're learning, you're not learning Rav Chaim, you're learning the Ravaz.
Yeah, fine, okay, that's what you meant. I'm saying for the Ravaz.
You want to learn the Ravaz. You want to say, as far as the Ravaz is, that the Makom is Goren.
Right, but if it leaves that Makom, then it's Potter. I don't care where it goes, but it broke the relationship to the Makom that was Goren. So if Eretz Yisrael to Surya, it'd be Potter. I mean, Eretz Yisrael to Shinar would be Pater. And from Shinar to Chutz to other Makoms, would also be Pater.
And Shinar to Shinar Makoms would also be Pater.
Right. Only question would be, is Shinar to Eretz Yisrael, maybe?
It's a Svara.
Right, the only thing is, it would seem like from Shinar to Eretz Yisrael, according to Svara, should also be Pater.
Vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael, Shinar is nothing.
Right, because the whole concept is that Makom Yisrael was going in his Peros, and once it left that Makom, it's Pater. So why do I care if there's a separate Makom that's Pater?
Shame of the Makom. Different Machayas.
Right. It's a new Shame Makom of Chiyah. Mashain came to Surya. Surya definitely didn't do that. So they just gave it a Din of Eretz Yisrael, according to everybody.
That's right. That would not go for Chaim's right. Why? Yeah, that's a good aura. A good aura. I mean, Shinar is only is Chutz La'aretz. In other words, vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael, Shinar is Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, it's Yatzar. Because the Eretz Yisrael, you derive Shinar is nothing. But Shinar, see, why doesn't Rav Chaim like that Svara? He doesn't like that Svara. He rejects that Svara. But on the surface, that's a good Svara. He's saying that Eretz Yisrael to Shinar vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael is nothing. Different halachos chiyuv over there.
Right, and the halacha of Yatsu, it pertains to the particular makam chiyuv.
Was Yatsu mi makam chiyuvo?
Right, like it's not like a generic Yatsu from a makam chiyuv in abstract, but it's from the makam chiyuv of these peros. When it leaves, it's the makam that was growing it.
I guess Rav Chaim would have one problem with that. And you're saying that in Shinar, if it's Yatzah, so then it's going to be Pater. Why? Because of Shama, right?
Right.
So there's a Shama mid Rabbanan, right?
Right.
So So I guess he'd have a hard time accepting that if it's Yotzo Me'eretz Yisrael, where it's a Shama D'Raisa to a Shama D'Rabbanon, that it's going to be Pater. But the Shama D'Rabbanon has to be an extension of the D'Raisa. So it wouldn't be really Yotzo. Because Yotzo means it's Yotzo from the Din of Shama. But now you're telling me there's a Din of Shama in Shinar also. So it left the Shama of Eretz Yisrael to the Shama of Shinar. But it's still included in Shama. So it never left the concept of Shama.
Right, I mean, it's like Shama is one entity of Makom.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to say it's Midrabanan, but it's still Shama. It's Shama Midrabanan. You can't say Shama Midrabanan. So we left Shama the Raisa, the Shama Midrabanan. So why is it Pater?
Right.
Midrabanan is still on the Shama. That's why I think he holds like he holds.
Right, I'm trying to say it's like two different Shamas, but it's not a...
That's hard to say.
Right.
That's hard to say. Okay. Shama, there's only one Shama in the Torah, so if you want to extend the Midrabanan, it's still going to be Shama. So it still never got out of Shama. That's probably why you didn't hold the other way. Because on the surface, what throws you when you learn the Rav Chaim is because you think it's in terms of Chutzlaretz. It's still Chutzlaretz. Right, Shinar.
Right.
Right? When you first learn that piece of Rav Chaim, that's why you think it's a circular reasoning. Because you assume that it's Chutzlaretz. But apparently he holds clearly that once you're going to say Shinar the Makom's Gorem, you're going to have a Shama the Rabbanon there, so you cannot possibly say that it was Yotza.
Right. He doesn't want to say that there's two different Shamas, Shama of Eretz Yisrael and Shama of Shinar.
That's very hard to say, because there's only one Shama in the Torah and the Rabbanon are extending it. They're giving it Din Shama Midrabanan over here. So Midrabanan, it's Shama. So Midrabanan, it's the same Shama. There's no two Shamas in the Torah.
I know, but there's also only one Makom Gorim in the Torah of Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, but that's the Rabbanan. Rabbanan come along and say that the Shama extends to another Makom. That's always the Rabbanan. Whole thing Rabbanan came to Raisa. That's what I would say. It's going to be very hard to do that. Say there's two different Shamas. When there's only one Shama, and the Rabbanan is came to Raisa, so Rabbanan is saying the Shama extends here too. There's a Shama here too. But I'm just curious about Rav Chaim, like where his mind was when he left off this piece. Like, what did he hold? Apparently, he was undecided. I mean, that's what, if you look at it, honestly, I mean, if you look at what he says, he doesn't seem to try to refute the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah.
No, right.
So apparently he holds from the possibility that Shinar, the Makom is Gorim. There is that possibility. Doesn't like it though. Sorry, he doesn't like it, but there's no seponim to the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah because of the Mashmas Alosh and the Rambam. It is a little bit hard to push into the Rambam Reb Chaim's thing that there's another Chiv in the Rabbanan he's not talking about.
Right. It's an amazing thing, like, according to Reb Chaim, like, that the Rambam, like, if you read this Rambam, you would never know that halacha, that there's a Rabbanan Peres. In the case of Peres Arishel Shiyatsu, that there's still Tumah the Rabbanan.
That is very true.
How's a guy going to know that? He's going to be eating it, and he's going to have to know this Reb Chaim to figure out the Rambam really holds that. It's like in...
That's not a Ravid.
That's another Ravid.
Yeah,
nobody can figure out the Ravid. You have to figure out the Ravid's question. Rav Ram holds that way. It's like there's a real halacha that you can never. It's like impossible to know this real halacha.
I know it is strange. It is strange. It is interesting how far he goes on the theory.
Yeah, that like Ram like a real Issa Darabonim that like you can only figure out after learning this Rukhaim.
I know. It does sound funny.
Yeah.
It does sound funny, I know. When I first saw it, I thought, this is pretty funny. And the Ravid didn't know that the Rambam holds that way.
Right, the Ravid thought he was asking a question.
And even though you have a Ravid from the Rambam himself, that he yells that way.
Right.
It is funny. It is funny. It shows you that he's very theoretical.
Maybe the Ravid just thought that, like, was criticizing Rambam for not saying it openly. They're saying everybody has to hold this, and anybody that's the way it ends off. Anybody disagrees is just making a mistake. You think you're understanding,
Yeah, but he had no problem with saying the Rambam made a mistake.
So maybe he holds the Rambam really didn't hold that. Just if you think that the Rambam meant something different, you're making a mistake.
Could be. What's his lesson lend itself to that?
Yeah, so the Rav ends. He doesn't like ask. He doesn't. The Rav never really argues on the Rambam openly. He just says if you think otherwise, you're making a mistake.
This is the leader of that.
Yeah.
Does Mike of Prime Oder go into the whole thing with the differences between Tumas Eichel and Tumas Lachlaris?
Those differences.
Why is that significant for the
name? Why is that significant? Because it's significant because he wants to show that it's a completely... Yeah, we didn't really go into that too much. I mean, you're right about that. But apparently he wants to show that it's completely different set of halachas. It's completely different, so the Rambam doesn't have to mention it here.
Well, the only difference was in terms of the
Machayev,
but the halachas were the same halachas, then the
Rambam
couldn't distinguish in terms of mentioning it.
That's right. Because Tevel Chutzlaret is Ocho V'Holech. How could you be Ocho V'Holech Tevel? Ach Kach Mafresh. So it's apparently it's just like a different kind of din of Tevel.
Like he says like...
Shame Tevel.
He says like you're right, there are two shamos. Like if it's one shame, maybe there's like certain chumras, but... That'd be bad for the Ram not to mention it.
That's right. Then it'd be a Ram not to mention
it. It's two shamos. It's a completely different set of halachas. It's nothing to do with each other. They're completely different.
That's right.
So then the Ram's not even talking about that set of halachas. They're just.
That's right.
You think that they're very similar, but they're really completely different shamos.
No, because it's either, how could you eat tevel? So it must be just a shame tevel. Just has certain properties of tevel.
Right. But if it's both tevel, like you were saying, even if they boil the same thing, it's just the machai is different. That was his main point there.
Right.
Also, Levi?
Go ahead, Yaakov.
I just want to ask something separate. Also, why did the Levi add,
Yeah, he doesn't go into that, right?
Right. But he does something probably said, he's going to find this idea, he's going to get. The full reason. It's not going to come with the Kana at all, and that's it.
Right. I mean, that sounds like he's going to the Tamatakana.
Right.
Which Reb Chaim rejected. That's true.
Maybe he's saying differently.
That's Tamatakana. That's Tamatakana. I mean, that's definitely Tamatakana. That's definitely Tamatakana. That definitely is Tamatakana. I mean, right? I mean, that's.
Yeah, it's like the Rabbi was just saying. The Allah was like the Rabbanim would have made a different Takana.
The Rabbanim would never do such a thing.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow it.
They wouldn't allow it. A Rishon can argue that way, but that's Tamatakana.
Right.
Tamatakana. But more interesting to me is that why Reb Chaim had a difficulty with. What's the difficulty with Shinar? With saying that Shinar. Hi. But saying that Shinar is a separate makom that's Machayev. He didn't mind Surya because it's Midin Eretz Yisrael. But Shinar, he didn't like that idea. He didn't like that idea. Shinar is a din of chutz laretz. In other words, apparently the difficulty is because Shinar, if you're going to mechayev Shinar with a Shama, it doesn't have Kedusha Saharetz, it's chutz laretz. Without Kedusha Saharetz, it's very hard to say the din of Shama.
Right. You mean like they'd have to give Shinar a din of Kedusha?
Din of Kedusha, and they didn't. They only gave Surya a din of Kedusha.
Right, but then they're really just extending Kedusha Saharetz Yisrael to that.
That and in a sense, so how do you maintain that Shinar is a Machayev Makom that's Machayev, yet it doesn't have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael?
Right, it's like Kedusha Chutzlaretz, according to that.
Right, and has a din of Shama. I mean, that's a hard thing. But apparently, he's not ready to say, to voice his opinion on that. He's leaving it open.
Right.
That's the interesting thing about this Reb Chaim. I mean, you see, he's not always so interested to come to a conclusion. I mean, over here, you see, he doesn't come to a conclusion. He shows you the rayas, shows you what he would say, but then again, he shows you the... but he does, he shows you, either way, the Rambam has no, there's no kasha of rabbit in the Rambam, but which way, he's not sure. He's not sure. And it's interesting. And there's difficulties either way. If he holds like the Ravid, so you have the difficulty of the Mashmos. Mashmos is Patel Gamri. If you hold Patel Gamri, you have the whole difficulty of the theoretical structure. And why the Rambam didn't mention Yatzel Hashinah. Alright, that's what I said. He was happy to leave it that way. Interesting old time.
Okay.
Yeah. It shows you like his freedom of thought, you know what I mean? Like he wasn't concerned so much with coming to a definite conclusion.
Right.
More concerned with working out the logical possibilities. Yes.
You also see that the Chaim didn't really learn that the Rambam was learning halacha for the Hamam.
That what?
That the Rambam was learning that halacha book, which was practical for the Hamam.
Practical for the Hamam.
Because he holds that the Rambam is writing in such a way that you would need to be a Rav Chaim to figure out what he's talking about.
I know. I know. I know. It's true. But the Rambam, doesn't Rambam say he did that for that purpose?
That's the introduction, yeah.
The introduction, yeah.
Go climb and leave it in all
time.
Different Hamon. I mean, Ramesh Soloveitchik used to say a joke. That why did his father take the Rambam? Because the Rambam doesn't talk so much, so his father was able to put in all as far as he wants. Oh, I don't know. Maybe there's some truth to that. Use him as a backdrop as far. I mean, over here, he doesn't seem to be too concerned about the Lashon Hara. And it is true. It is a difficult... I think he's more concerned about bringing out the far. I mean, that was definitely his major concern, because that's a very hard shot to say. The Ram means that, even though it's a different sug and it's a different min, but the Ram is not mentioning it. I mean, it's... That is... I mean, it is a bit of a difficulty, but unless I mean that he held that it's a different kind of tevel qualitatively, and he's not talking about that.
Right, exactly. If the Shtei Shemos, then why should the Rambam mention it here? Because you'll get
could
confused.
Could be. I mean, you got to really think into it. He's not talking about that's a different quality of tevel. He's not talking about that quality of tevel.
Right. So all you're going to say is that since we think they're one thing, the Rambam should have said it here so we don't get confused. But
right.
If you know the two completely separate things, I mean, you would never make that mistake.
I don't know how we'd know that you'd know that. That I can't believe.
Maybe if you learned those halachos, you'd see that it must be a different thing.
I mean, you'd have to say he omitted it. He just omitted it. It's not brought down anyway.
That what?
That Peretzer Sos Yetzel Chutzor, it's a Chayovin, that secondary Trumas and Mises. I mean, and then the secondary Trumas and Mises. I mean, that doesn't bring down.
Right.
Yeah, it's interesting. Interesting thing about it.
I mean, unless he just says you'd know because you would say that it won't be worth in the Peros Shinah themselves. You don't know Peros Shinah that left. You don't know that. Not that left, just that if he goes to Shinah, that it won't be worth in that. But we'll say Shinah that went to Chutzlar, so you don't know that halacha either in the Rambam. Rambam doesn't tell you that either, what happens then.
He doesn't mention that either, that's true. I mean, you got to say that he doesn't mention every halacha.
Right, he expects you to try to work out the svaras to do the halachas.
Yes, he holds it as an impossible demand for him to mention every single possibility. I mean, that's an interesting thing he holds about the Rambam. That the Rambam is, you can only hold the Rambam to the halacha that he's talking about. Other halachas that are noveya from the Rambam, he's not responsible for. I guess there could be hundreds of halachas that he can't include in the Sefer.
Right. So you
Shals and Chivas, that's right. That is a very interesting Rav Chaim. Okay, guys.
Okay, thank you.
All right.